and gentlemen, today is the beginning of summer BOE 2009. Our first step in the process is to swear in all members. So if everyone would raise their right hand. We, the members of the County Board of Equalization of Taney County, Missouri, do solemnly swear that we will discharge our duties according to law as members of the above-named board to the best of our ability. So help us God. Okay, I'll start this down here and get you each to sign in your location. The next step that we need to do is select a chairperson. Do we have any nominations from the floor?
Thank Dr. Rose.
We have a nomination for Dr. Rose. Do we have a second? Do we have another nomination? Seeing no other nominations, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Dr. Rose has it. You each have a book with all of the appointments in it. Of course, all of the appointments that we have will not fit in here. You have a choice. Our staff will remove the appointments that have been voted on and replace them with new ones. We can also put them in a folder and keep for you here. You can either leave your folders on the tables and we'll pick them up, or you can take them with you, whichever you prefer. So my staff is available to help you with that.
These are appointments for in the book for just this week.
Yeah, these are just this week. And at this time, I'd like to thank my staff, Cindy, Jim, and Shirley, for all the preparation they've done to put this together for you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Are you going to hold on to each week's till the end of the process?
It's up to each individual. If you'd like us to hold on to your books, we'll keep them up and we'll update them and pull the ones you voted on.
Whatever. You may put notes in there as well.
Right, and they're going to go into a brown expanding folder, so if any time you want to look back at it, we'll have those here available for each meeting. But they're going to get so big you can't keep them all in your binders.
Right. We agreed that four procedures are going to be to listen to the evidence, ask any questions you want, and dismiss the person this afternoon. I would make any notes the way you feel about it. No notes at that time.
I'm a little confused here. The agenda named and this
doesn't quite match up. Like the first case is
they are in BOE number order.
You'll have to look through your folder to find the
okay. Alright.
One of the other things we wanted you to be aware of is that as you're discussing the issue, you need to discuss them by BOE number, because we're actually adjusting the textbook and doing the minutes as we're going through the process. We'll be balancing at the end of each day and presenting that to you the next morning or at the next meeting so that you can vote on the minutes as we go through the process. We also at this time need to make a motion to extend the deadline for receiving applications to Monday, July 13th, 2009. Chuck, will you solemnly swear as a member of the County Board of Equalization, you solemnly swear that you will discharge your duties according to the law as members of the above named board to the best of your ability, so help you God. Let's see. Can we get a motion to extend the application deadline to July 13th, 2009, please?
We need to open the meeting first. Meeting will come to order.
No. Okay. Can we, can I get a motion to extend the application deadline to July 13th, 2009. The statutes are not aligned right now because not all legislation was approved, so we're a little bit out of whack on our legislation, and we need to extend that to July 13th, 2009.
Yes, sir. I'll make that motion.
Your second.
Could I have a second, please?
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Have it all.
We also would like to encourage members to make a motion when you lower values using the assessed value opposed to the market value. That way, we're not responsible for the calculations. Kenny is here, so he can help us with that. We'd like to have that in the record so that we don't make a mathematical error. Explain at the end of each day, we'll be balancing between the two programs. That's in order to, so for you to be able to see what we've done in both the textbook and in the minutes. I'm almost done. Each morning, you'll need to approve the minutes and review adjustments to the textbooks. And we also had a request, one last thing. We also had a request that Jim Lanning wants to come before the BOE. He does not have an appointment, but he would like to speak to the BOE. He does not have an appointment. In other words, he doesn't have a property to bring before you, but he wants to speak to the BOE. And that's completely up to you because it's out of the norm.
What now? Go through that again.
He's got to speak to the group?
Jim Lanning. He just wants to come and talk to you. He is not bringing a property.
I don't care. We've got way too many property owners here that need to be heard to listen to someone that just wants to make a statement.
Who is?
Man,
I don't know who he is.
What if we limited two minutes or something like that? My understanding of the board is that anyone has the right to come before.
With an appointment?
With an appointment for some of you.
There's still plenty of time. Extended the time to make appointments.
But he has no parcel to dispute. There's no
exactly.
Reason for us to meet with the summer BOE.
Your function is to hear appeals of assessments. And that's how you function. And you hear appeals of assessments. If you want to hear someone, I suppose there's no harm, but I mean, that's not your function. And how many people might you have?
I don't like to make a negative motion, but this is strictly an appeal process. That's how I thought. And if we open it for here, then we're going to have to set a precedent for the next person, then the next person. And it could turn into something. So.
Perhaps we could suggest this gentleman come before the commission if he wants to.
Or he
can
meet us 2 minutes in the hallway individually. He's fine with that, too. Stop us in the hallway at that break.
And if we had some idea of what he wanted to talk about, I think.
You the questions. You write a letter explaining what he wants to talk about. Right now, we have no idea. He may be talking about something that doesn't have any bearing at all.
And unless it involves an appeal, it's pretty much irrelevant.
The next issue is we do have regular abatements that are waiting. Do you want us to schedule those into a particular day? Do you want to just work them in at the end of a meeting if you have
35
time?
35 minutes now, I will.
We're not ready for this morning. We've been getting ready for this.
I wouldn't schedule at the end of the day. I would suggest during one of the time slots we have open to schedule it that way. Because at the end of the day, we're trying to make all of our decisions.
Okay. We'll work in a few minutes here. My staff is... My staff is also greeting people. We're directing them to come to our office first to check in there, and then if we need to make copies, or we're going to be putting them up, scanning them, and putting them up on the screen for you to look at, so we're not making 8 copies of everything. Does anybody have a problem with that?
No.
Okay. That's all I've got. We've got our first appointment. Does anybody have any discussion?
I would just ask that you make sure that you go out in some of BOE. BOE.
Yes, we have to do that. So you wanted to do it in the morning, is that what you said, Jim?
Or just any time slot that we have open.
Okay.
I just, at the end of the day, we're trying to make our decisions. And we're trying to get county business done too, so we've got some of that.
Yeah.
accurately reflect the value of the property.
What do you say? Is it around 250?
Sales in 09 wouldn't be relevant to January 1 of 09. They could be very relevant.
They could be relevant on a trend. Show that it's more worth it matter than an actual true market value.
And if a property sold on January 2nd, 2009, and you have a sale from June of 08, January 2nd, 09 would be a lot more valuable than June 30th of '08.
That's where it basically falls into the appraisal practice. You set it up and do your medians and your means and do your reductions as accordingly and collect it from
that. You said that again, Bob. What with you?
January 2nd, '09, a sale. If you're trying to place a value on January 1st of '09,
right,
would be more relevant than June 30th, '08, a sale.
Right.
It's closer in time to January 1 of 09. It would more accurately reflect the value in January 1 of 09.
The problem you have also is one sale cannot determine a market of 30 condos. So you have to strive to achieve more than one sale.
No.
You've got to look even the relevance to the sale as of January of 109. You must use something besides the one sale.
They hear it all right?
We're going to have to speak up a little bit and try and talk into your mics because they're not able to pick you up on the recording or on the web.
Just push it down.
I'd like to make a suggestion, and I hope Cindy's not aggravated at me here. The county assessor does have some specific business, such as split properties, late arriving condo letters. That would be a mass approval for this BOE. It is not an argumentative point, but we would need to get those without an appointment setting. We don't want to work all day and then the assessor come in front of you and say, hold it, I've got a bunch of stuff for you. When we get these pauses, when Cindy gets available ready for these, I would like for them to intervene into the schedule and get done instead of holding them and holding them and holding them.
Uncontested paperwork.
Right.
You need to explain and have us vote on.
Right.
In a break rather than wait till the end of the day.
Yeah, in a break instead of waiting for a schedule on the BOE schedule. And Cindy's always for getting work available to her that she don't get towed big loads of work at her at one point. We don't have a lot, but we do have a lot of the late arriving condominium letters claiming they're not in the nightly rental program and stuff like that.
Is there any chance that the girls out there know that if they show up early, what?
They're escorting. They know they escort them in. Cindy, have you got them all in a group? Are they the ones that they've presented so far in the assessor's office?
Yes, I do. I haven't brought them in.
All these on here are condos, Jim?
All those are condo sales in that facility. As you can see on the page that has 11 sales, a lot of those occurred. One occurred in December of 08, one occurred in April of 08, June of 08, February of 08, March of 08, November of 08. We're not trying to throw in sales that is not relevant to January 109. We're just simply doing our job, taking the numbers, and coming up with the value.
Now, are these condos out there the same size?
They're not the same size. We're finding that the size of the condo is not relevant to value as much as just a standard sale. We've got to take into consideration view of the lake versus view of the opposite side condo not even seeing the lake. So that when you see a fluctuation in numbers here, some of that is due to the fact that they can't see the lake from their balcony.
But now, not where like three-bedroom is a higher figure and two-bedroom is a lower figure.
Yes, they do have some numbers of that nature. These sales that is reflective here is just showing the general trend of what they're selling for in that area. It's not specific to size. And we can pull the cards on each one of them if that's what this board would prefer. And I'm sure we will get into that. Some people will question that.
I think he should tell us what he had, a two or three bedroom or what.
These are all parcels that have a commercial assessment,
but
they say
what
that they should cup be residential.
There's cup and cup right here, sir.
I'll get some water.
You changed 2010, but these all just need to be done for 2009.
Gentlemen, Cindy has brought me a series of condo letters that were late arrivals, that didn't understand their letter, that we explained it to them. They got them back, not in a timely manner, but that's beside the point. These are residential condos that we had put the final mailing out, didn't acquire any information back, so we put them on commercial to close the book.
They're not transient rentals.
These are not transient rentals, and I would ask that if the letter's here for the mass approval of this Board of Equalization to accept their letter at this time, because the Form 11A has not been established.
And that would change all of their classifications from commercial back to residential where it should have been?
Yes, sir. And they've sworn the affidavit with their signature on here that they're not in the nightly rental program. And I would ask this board to approve it.
Is there a motion to accept?
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Do we need to designate which ones they are?
Yeah.
Parcel numbers?
There is BOE numbers on each of these, and I think for the record we should read them.
Read those numbers. This will be real simple because she's got them in consecutive order. I'm going to make Cindy read these since these are not in consecutive order.
No. I'm going to catch you playing freestyle while we're...
Oh, I got plenty of time. Oh, yeah. Things better.
Playing what? Freestyle?
Freestyle.
My wife's an addict. She's not a computer. You can't get her off.
Okay.
Mine's about to travel too.
Yes.
Good morning.
Top of the morning.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you read those first, aren't we? Finish that motion.
Just so you guys know, when we enter parcels into the BOE program, the first number that you see, the 05 or the 06, that is the month that we entered it into the program. So that's why you see some numbers that start with 05, some that start with 06, and when we start entering in July, we're going to see 07. And then there's a four-digit number that comes after that. So the numbers here that to go with that motion are 060046, 060047, 0048, 0049, 0050, 0051, 0052, 0053, 0054, 0055, 0056, 0057, 0058, 0059, 0060, 0061, 0062, 0063, 0064, 0065, 0066, 0067, 0068, 0069, 0070, 0071, 0072, 0073, 0074, 0075, 0076, 0077, 0078, 0079, 0080, 0081, 0082, 0085, 0086, 0087, 0088, 0089, 0090, 0094, 0097, 0098, 0099, 0100, 0101, 0102, 0103, 0104, 0105, 0106, 0107, 0108, 0109, 0110, 0111, 0112.
Motion to accept.
It was already a motion and a second, I think.
Yep. Okay. We had a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Aye. Aye. No.
Okay, who made the motion and who made the second?
Chuck.
Motion.
I seconded.
Thank you. Thank you for patience on that. We're actually, anytime we enter an application, we are required by law to track that number, whether it gets a motion, deleted, or whatever. We have to track every single number.
Is it Mr. Trask? Right.
Sure. Thank you, gentlemen.
Would you like to state your case? We've seen the paperwork here, but it doesn't say how you arrived, for example, the $250,000 that you think it's worth or what.
When I bought the condo in 04, there hadn't been any improvements made. There was a cafe at the pool. That's been closed. There was a boathouse with bait and supplies. That's been closed. The entrance from 65 on Graham Clark Road, of course, that's been closed. They built, this is building 6. They built building 7 and building 8. And 2 years ago when they built the building 8, there's 32 units in there. 30 of them, only two have been sold. They've been sitting there vacant. They haven't been able to sell those. And so the value of the property has not increased from our vantage point. Now, that's where we come from.
Okay.
This unit is in building
6.
Six.
Uh-huh.
And you put opinion of value as $250,000. You purchased it for $198,000 in 2004, and it's currently appraised by the assessor at $271,000, and you're asking that it go down to $250,000.
Well, you know, that was just an uneducated guess, be very candid with you.
When you say uneducated guess, do you have any
comparable
sales or an appraisal or anything like that today?
No, I don't. And I'll tell you, they have sold a couple units on the top floor, but those are big units. Those are, give you an example, on floor 1, 2, and 3, there are six units per floor. On the top unit, there's only 4 units. I do know that they have sold, I don't know what they sold for, those big units, but I do know that they've sold one on top there. I am acquainted with the complex. It belongs to the Assemblies of God. I'm with the Assemblies of God. And we have tried to market those we'd like to get rid of them, be very candid with you, gentlemen. It's a liability to us, but we got caught in that in the downturn in the economy when we built it. That's not nobody's fault, but nobody was able to foresee that. So,
building 8
is the newest one. that's where the 32 units are.
Those have been selling for $375, $369, $302. I think the lowest is $275.
Well, there's only been two sold on there. There's only been two sold.
No, I'm sorry, there's four.
8204.
8203. And 8203, you're right. There's been four units sold out there.
So your best guess, estimate is, you feel like it's worth how much?
By unit?
Yeah, 250.
250.
So it's appraised from the 198 you paid in 04, you feel like, to 250? Really? Okay.
Be honest with you, I don't have any basis for that because I'm not in the market to determine that.
You're requesting assessed value $47,000 down from $51,000. So you're requesting that we reduce your assessed valuation by about $4,000.
Well, I'd like to have it more, but I was trying to be forthright, be honest with you as to what I felt was fair. That's where I was coming from, gentlemen.
It seemed like it was back in 07 was when there were some of them sold back in there for $239 and things like that. Not very many of those. $245.
That would have been in...
And last spring, someone building 5 went for as low as $235, $245.
Mm-hmm. And those are the newer, that's the newer one where they have the granite countertops and the stainless steel. Ours does not. Ours has just the tile and the porcelain, the white appliances that went with
any
it.
Any kind of new development, you run into that every time.
Yeah, I know it.
They do different things with
it. Yeah, right.
Now, there's no presumption. I just want to state that the assessor's value is correct. So have we heard from the assessor why it's at 271? Is that what the form is that you passed out? I just wanted to explain so everyone can hear.
His assessment is at 271.
Well, they're appraised, yes.
And 51,640 for the assessment.
Well, we actually took these sales and substantiated our cost approach through what we call a neighborhood factor, as the index was not supplying ample calculations. So we took these sales and tried to derive that this property was not worth $190,000, not worth, and as you've heard testimony, Mr. Trask don't even believe that at this point. So the latest sales of December, we've got sales at 275 and 275 and 8203, 8204. We've got sales in 08, of course, of the bigger units. I'm sure that is correct. At the 8301 and 8401. So we just believe that complex was not to value at what we had it. With the adjustments we made in 07, assuming that would get value, it did not. So that's why this condo complex was looked at. And by the way, these sales are from MLS listings. These are not from the assessor's database whatsoever. They are from real estate listings, and we have the original in our office if anyone wants to see it, directly from the MLS real estate listings.
Okay, so you used both the honeycut cost approach, measured and came up with a value, and you used that along with the comparable sales.
To come up with a neighborhood code to bring the cost approach more in line with.
So in other words, his neighbors will also be around 271?
His neighbors will all be used the same number, in that neighborhood of the 225 to come up with the numbers. Yes.
Mr. Trask, how about the assessor made a comment before you got here about units, some of them have Lakeview and some don't. In your building, are they all Lakeview? Or
in our building, they are.
They are.
That's correct. The second building that was built, those lower floors are behind those trees, and they do not have Lakeview. Now, that building, they did build a garage underneath. And, of course, that our building does not have the garage. That had to be factored in when they sold those, because the garage had, the cost of the garage construction had to be part of it. So that raised the price of those units. That would be building 7, or is that building 5? Ours is building 6. The timeshare building is building 5, I believe. Don't hold me to that. I think it is. But the second building they built was the one with the garage underneath it for all the residents.
It looks like the timeshare building is pretty much about what you were requesting. It was around $250,000. Some a little above it, some 306, 307, 343, 375.
Not the timeshare. That, because we can't, those timeshare building can't be sold. Those units can't be sold. That building, that's the original building. That building has to remain timeshare.
Well, how are there any sales in here then?
Not for the timeshare.
The building 5 might not be the building 5. It might be building 4, because these are showing 5 units as being sold.
Okay.
Could it be building 4?
And the sales on those would be for each increment, and they'd be a commercial rather than that.
Yeah, but the timeshare building those units can't be sold. Because that's what got that whole project in trouble.
The church is maintaining the ownership on the timeshare building.
That's correct. When the project got in trouble, the church, and I was with it, I've since retired, but our headquarters in Springfield bought that from the gentleman and got him out of trouble. It was a tax thing for him, and et cetera. Then we went ahead, but we discovered after we bought it that he had only sold half the timeshares, and that's what got the project in trouble. For that thing to work, you have to sell out the timeshares, and it never has. But you can't. The law says you can't turn around and sell those timeshares, because those people that bought the timeshares have to have access to it. So that's what. But we went ahead and built building 6 then, of which we're in. That's the first building. But those are condos. Then the next building is a condo. And then the last building has been a condo building. No more timeshare.
Any further questions? Okay. We will discuss this afternoon. We're
Thank you.
Following the format today. Of
sure.
Doing the bidding after we've heard everybody.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you kindly. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Sure. It is, and we're also making a sign to lay on a table that says that this meeting is being recorded and live on the web, so that the individual is aware of that.
Okay, this
is 020, Mr. Feldman, it's 020.
Mind if you try and speak into the mic and also state your name.
I have 5 copies of some handouts here.
Sure.
This is 201.
20.
No.
Take one and pass it out,
please. Yeah.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Okay. I hope
Well, this, you figure, is 4.2% of raise?
That's correct, right. Good morning. My name is Jim Felton, and I'm here today to appeal the assessed assessment that I received. I was a little surprised when I did get it to see that with the housing market the way it is, and especially in my neck of the woods, that there was a 4.2% increase over just last year. I had made no improvements or additions to my property, so I'm not sure what that was based on. It was kind of difficult when I looked for comps in the neighborhood because nothing's been selling, absolutely nothing's sold. But what I have attached there are some listings that have that shown that pretty much everything on the market has been reduced in price over the last year or so, pretty drastically in some cases, between $50,000 and, in one case, $150,000. There have been several spec homes that have been built in the neighborhood that haven't sold at all, and some resales in the same predicament, and that's where we've seen some big reductions.
Now, you feel that the actual value is $600,000?
Well, I did talk to my realtor, and he said you would never get that in today's market. If I were to try to sell the house, it would be.
You are trying to sell it?
No, I didn't put it on the market. I was thinking about it. And when I went and talked to the realtor, I said, well, I think we'd better hold off and just see what happens, because I couldn't even get out of my mortgage right now.
Sir, you said that you think your house is worth what?
I don't know what it's worth right now, because there
you
are...
You paid $600,000?
I paid $600,000 for the property and the...
It's
and
assessed
the, and
right
the,
now at $369,000.
Is the assessed...
Yes, I'm aware of that. I guess my position today was that... Why are we increasing it from last year, and what was last year's based on then? So that was...
Last year's is irrelevant, really. What is relevant, what these gentlemen have to go on, is what was the value of your property on January 1st of 2009? And you're telling them that in what year you bought this?
07.
You bought this for how much?
I had it built, so...
The
purchase of the property that I had previously purchased was $150,000, and the structure itself cost $450,000.
So by the cost approach, we're talking about $600,000?
I understand that. In talking to all my neighbors, I think if we applied that to everyone that has a house there, their assessments would probably all double. So that's...
My neighbors would love to move in your neighborhood. My increase is 42%.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not appealing because...
all my neighbors I talked to had either no increases or less than 1% increase, so I was a little...
You have to know what they had theirs actually assessed at. Mm-hmm. And yours is, instead of $600,000, Jim has already dropped this thing down to $369,000. Mm-hmm. From 600.
I understand that.
You understand it's our job to equalize, and we raise as well as lower. Mm-hmm.
Technically, we could
raise yours to $500,000.
I know. Be careful what you ask for. I know. I was only a little bit dismayed over an increase in the market that we have now. So I didn't know if, and that nobody else was seemed to experience that. So that's why I'm here.
I've talked to a number of people in the area where
I'm sorry,
I live in some others. Might finish this.
Yes, sir.
And get where we're coming from. The state mandates the 19%. Like Jim has been in some trouble here, and they've been holding some money because he didn't assess as high as the state thought he should. It has to be brought up, but not all at one time. And just frankly, you're a couple of hundred thousand at least.
I'm aware of that.
What's some addresses around your
around your place.
These, all that I've attached are on the same block or one or two blocks over.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Whereabouts is this located?
Emerald Point? Emerald Point.
Okay.
The actual increase of 4% that was in the land value. We had set up medians and means and took the land values in Emerald Point to $80,000 as a median, even though the expression had been here that he paid $150,000 for his lot. That is irrelevant to the value of every lot in Emerald Bay. Until you set up medians and means, you can't determine the true value of the lots. So his increase actually came to the land only of the 4% that he's referring to. And now some of the neighboring lots is the vacant land we're talking about that their studies showed they decreased by 4 to 6%. But in general rule, Mr. Felton took the increase of 4% on his land only.
Why is it 200,000 under?
We have no idea. That is another did the contractor charge him too much? That's just another question. We did not treat Mr. Felton any differently than anyone else. We don't know if Mr. Felton has marble top cabinets, such as the last person here that was expressing that his neighbors had marble. We don't know what's inside that house. We measure his house on the outside and put a value to it based on the calculations on our Honeycutt system.
I'm a little bit confused with the statement that you made, sir. And I, you knew when you came into this meeting that your structure was approximately $300,000 assessed less than what you thought it should be. That's what you said. You said I'm perfectly aware of that.
I'm aware of the formula, but I was not aware of how it's applied across the board. So I thought that was pretty standard, actually. And looking at and talking with my neighbors, it seems like that was applied that, you know, uniformly in that manner.
I have another question. Anything else from you? This will be discussed. We'll have a session this afternoon after everyone's presented the pieces. And said so you'll be notified by mail.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Are we the next appointment when?
We have 15 minutes.
I'm going to make a motion for recess. It'll be all right?
Sir, can we have a recess?
So ordered.
We actually could.
What's that?
Could music on the recess? Well, is there anything to kill the second?
That.
Why
are the Emerald Point
lots so low? And then when they sell,
then
they're
not selling.
I mean, on the
tax
return,
the value is pretty low.
If you guys want to
talk,
I'll
talk
to you guys.
I don't know why
you
Don't forget you might be on mic right now, going out over the web.
So. You get that going even though we're in the
session. I don't know if he's actually picked up a lot of hard because you've got that mic on.
personally. You're fine with the microphone?
But my issue is James, because I wasn't.
Well, I was going to say, we can use James with the long microphone. We just put him over there.
I think we're picking him up fine.
If you're picking up fine, I'd be with you. I just.
We can do it when you take your lunch break, if you want.
We'll talk about lunch
break. Are you picking mine up? I didn't move it backwards.
I don't know
if you can. You're going to take a break at 10, right?
It's like we're taking one right now.
Well, I know, but at 10, you're going to take an extended break.
$15
minutes. Oh, it's just a 15-minute break. Well, I guess we'll just leave it run then until lunch.
You're the web guy. There's not a slide to go in it to say in recess or something. Just hold it off for 15 minutes.
Well, but the problem is that I got to be up here to start and stop.
I know that place.
The only reason I'm up here right now is to make sure we had the hum in the line. That's what I fixed a while ago. And then we want to pick
we
up.
Just get Cindy to watch her language. We'll be all right.
So we're breaking at 10, and you want to know if we'll break
it. Well, if you're only 15 minutes, I'm just going to let it run.
Yeah.
But just be aware that it is running and that the public is listening. We have, right now, 12 people streaming right now.
That's pretty good.
You got 12 people watching?
So wow,
they're listening right
now. Hello. Yes. Are you Miss Oliver? Right. Ma'am, can I help you?
Are you? I've heard a lot of complaints.
How he's doing.
He was not feeling well this morning.
Are you okay, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, it's very nice. Thank you. So this is your other?
Yeah. Okay. He was so sick this morning.
She was afraid I couldn't drive by myself this morning.
Well, went up in that sleep lamp all night.
Oh, no. So I'll be up here around the
lot.
All right. Well, thank you, me then.
What now?
Oh,
sure.
Remember, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Shifts the way it pops with you, well, that's what was bothering me. Side to side. It was going. I'd shift over here and
put me to sleep.
Isn't our last one going to schedule at 5?
215.
Are you making notes?
Yeah, 215.
Then we'll have some time to discuss it. That's what I was saying.
About 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So
1 3 o'clock.
See, whenever I do that, I lean to my back. They should, in recess. May I ask a question?
It's on the air, yes.
May I ask a question? If, when we recess, can we shut this mic off? I mean, is it just a flip of a button?
It is. We have a scheduled break at 10 o'clock. They weren't scheduled. They weren't ready for us to break.
Okay.
Then we're going to turn it off for recess.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're just a little ahead. Okay.
We got down a little faster than we thought. Pretty tall.
Well, I know, but I mean, that's like unusual, you know.
Yeah.
I know. Is that the mute button?
No, that's what just out on the air.
Good, good. Did they say what happened to you?
Just stroke.
No, why stroke? Like
a stroke.
This was. Is that your mind, sir?
No, that's the church.
I was working the next night after I saw you.
Yeah?
But I saw so many people going up to see you, I thought he's got enough.
There's quite a few came by.
I just got so in the neighborhood. If somebody would come up to me, I'd say 519.
This is for Chuck and Danny. This is our rough draft of what the posters are going to look like for the prescription cards. If you guys would just look at those.
Coffee this morning. Did they put any coffee
it's
in?
Oh, I was
having water.
Oh, here's that water.
Jim, are we going to vote on this later or something? Or?
Yeah, just look at it. We'll hop it on the agenda. That's what you guys see us.
Now, if we run into another session like this or opening, somebody doesn't show up or something, I don't see any reason why we can't go on in and do the 3 o'clock deliberations on those that we already done.
Completely
up to you guys. Well, I'll take
this as a motion. Doing all right. That's it. We've done it both ways. All right, Cam. Talking to you.
I carried this one with me.
I think we can start out the same way every time. That way, speed up the process. And then once we have it all, let's show you what we're just real basic so we can start the process the same way every time.
I always like them, someone like this, to keep it as informal as possible.
Sure.
Some of them are ready to go, and others are being kind of coaxed.
How are you doing, boss?
Me?
Yes.
Doing fine. Got some more of my blood.
Vampires.
More blood.
Not really. Melissa, this is Cindy. Hey, we're in a little break here. I'm still having some problems with this. I think part of it is just it's running really, really slow. But I went in to do, you know, enter the hearing information. And when I hit save, you know, of course, it asked me, do you want to print out a notification? And I know I'm hooked up to the printer here, so I hit yes. And then I got a debug error. And now I can't even plug out of this again without doing all the controls. So I'm not sure.
This is something we can, I understand, but that's not what we're doing. This is something we can do.
Okay. All right.
No, if there are no conflicts.
Okay.
Honestly, you have like, I'm talking to County Lefkoe. I'm going to say this for one of these.
No.
That one there, and then in my office that I use every day.
That's good.
Right.
I want tomorrow.
Okay.
What if these meetings?
We can put that up here on the screen for you. You're prepared to do that today.
No, I want to. Like in a break, that's where you can just plug in properties.
Yeah,
we
can do that, Kevin J. We got set up ahead of time, so if you guys wanted to look and compare properties around it, you could. And all we have to do is find the property, and then we can go in and look at it and pull back out and get the information. I can get my laptop if you want to use it.
I'm not trying to get back. Just sit there.
James, when I look at one of these sheets and it shows the 2008 values, that should be the same as the 2007, is that right?
Yes.
Had there not been any additions or corrections?
New construction or anything.
Okay. Generally, they'll be the same.
On this one here of Oliver, it comes out to 19.4. And what you... which I don't think is unreasonable. Was there a reason you went beyond the 19%?
I don't understand the question.
Okay.
It shouldn't be at 19.4. Check our math. Take 81.76.
18.425. If you take what you had as
times
the
19%.
Appraised value.
Was there a limit to 19%?
I don't
know. I think 19
to
18.
18% of that.
What is it? It's
81%.
He said it was over 19%.
We can look at any property
it's 18.4.
That you want.
Okay.
And you can go to that property or the property around it if you'd like.
Yeah,
around.
Check their bias is going to be done instead of here.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to discuss these other two properties, even though the lady hasn't showed up.
Now it's just frozen again.
I would like to discuss these other two properties on record, even though the ain't she due here at 9:30? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I was thinking we had the 9:30. I'm sorry.
How would you like me to notify you? Do you want me to actually say 10 minutes or?
If it's going, probably 12 or something, just so we see how things.
Just say 12 minutes? Okay.
Yeah. And that'll never ring an alarm. It doesn't seem like it.
On this next one, James, the assessed value for 2008 was $13,950.
Okay.
The 2007 value was $3,860.
It had a new house put on it.
Well, this is a residence that was built in 1995.
It was one of the lots that had a split off of it and brought the lot to the correct parcel. We can look here and see. It actually had a... We've got it as an old res and 19. It's a remodel of a res. I'm sorry, Dave.
Where do you have assessed that appraised at? She said 80,000. What did you say?
We got it at 81.
81,000, and she wants it at 80.
We got it at 81,769.
what's the difference between 81-something, 69, and 80,000 assessed value was, and then tax was?
We, as the assessor, did not recognize her 80,000 because it is a bank repo. We feel like we are correct at 81,769.
But that's appraised value. What I'm saying is less than 2,000 in value equals what in taxes?
Approximately.
So why was it lower?
60.
Is that what you were asking?
Well, I was asking why it went up from during an odd, even numbered year. In 2007, it was this. 2008 was this. It's because they remodeled the house. But I looked at this. The house was built in 95, but he said that was the original. But then they remodeled it during 2008 or 2007. So in 2008, the value jumped to this. Because they didn't add on and remodeled and everything. So it went up to this. And then this year, it went up to that.
Gotcha.
It looks to me, Jim, like it was the main thing was the upscale of the lot. Last year was 13,950 because it was only a lot.
Well, we're talking less than a $2,000 difference in appraised value.
Yeah. No, it was Dr. Rose. In 2007, it was an old residence. During 2007, they remodeled, so for 2008, it jumped up to 13,950 assessed value. They remodeled it during 2007, so it did change in 2008, is what James was saying.
In our notes, Dave, we've got on the bottom of the notes when the old res, in our drive through, it says look at reappraise in 08. So that means they remodeled that house sometime in 07 and we picked up that new value in 08 and then we increased the land in 09.
That's what I was, yeah, that's what I, the way I was reading it.
This is our work card that we
right.
carry.
You should go to this guy.
If I don't have the password.
Yes, do that.
But on Jim Felton,
that's $38, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What's the difference? $38.
But this, the whole question I've had this whole time, and I came in to see James last week, and he was on vacation, just like on Jim Felton. My house, same way, you know, mine, nothing happens to make mine go up. But I don't object, you know, in that, just like Jim Felton's, it's still way below what the market value is. But the question is, why did certain ones go up and the neighbors across the street in the same boat didn't go up? And that's where I'm confused. On, did they just go through and randomly select a whole bunch of properties?
For everybody?
Just for you.
This is the
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That was going to be one of my questions.
Now, her second challenge is on just the other lot.
Yep.
Yeah. James, one question I've had, and I came in last week to try to see you a little bit, and you were on vacation, but I'm having trouble understanding because I've been asked by a lot of people. Taking, for instance, the Felton case that we heard, I have no problem with the fact that, you know, his went up and it's still way below market value. You know, even he agrees with that. The question I'm having, because I've had a lot of people say, well, you know, why didn't, you know, nothing happen that made my house go up? Why did mine go up when two or three of my neighbors who have very similarly priced homes, theirs did not go up? Was there a random selection made of raising taxes on a certain amount of homes, or?
No, there was not. This all comes from a study, a different study. We've got
And we raised land, basically, in Emerald Bay. We took all the land that might have been at 62,000 and 57,000, and we've got a study here showing that it should go to 80,000. That's what happened to that neighborhood out there. And he's not the only one. I mean, it hit a lot of people. Now, you could go through some neighborhoods and see that's sold in, I think there's 11 phases now. We watched it go from 40 to 60 to 80. We have seen some sales at 100, and he quoted 150, which is a unique sale back to him. We're not finding any more. So we raised that entire set of median of 80,000 for that entire subdivision. Now, if you go to some houses that we might see that are shape and design, I didn't agree with when I arrived at that house. We might have a 1,900 square foot D-class home, and right beside it a 1,900 foot D-class home, but the one home have dormers, maybe some archway windows, a little dress-up that my appraisers didn't put on as shape and design, but I felt when I arrived, yes, this needs to be shape and design added to this home. 5 points or something, but would make an increase where the neighbor would not get one. So that's what you see in some cases. That's called reassessment. We're seeing a lot. Every year you'll see so much reassessment and the uniqueness of the county being raised in an entire neighborhood. You may see a home in Emerald Point, such as Mr. Felton's, that we raised the structure value also. It was according to the opinion of the appraiser that was there. He got the 80,000 increase, doesn't calculate to 4% such as he said his did, but we say, hey, we've had our structure off a little bit. We should make these changes. When I came into office, we decided to increase the plumbing and electricity. All of it had been set at good.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, Kenny.
Average.
It all set at average. We bumped that up when I had come into office. Planning and zoning had started getting better. Building codes had started arriving in subdivisions. We bumped that up to?
To max.
Good and max, which just adds a few points, but it creates an increase to a homeowner. But that's what we did, feeling like that should be done. That did not hit the older homes. That did not hit the older homes because they still didn't have good and max. They were still plumbed the way they were and wired the way they were back at those. So we didn't change those points on those older homes, justifiably.
Right.
So that's what you'll see, slight increases to people in a neighborhood, and they'll say, why did mine go up and nobody else's? Well, it could be one of those situations. There's many situations that can cause an end of it. We might have seen a finished basement, which you've heard those cases in the past. We might have put it unfinished. 2 years later, when my appraisers go through on reassessment, they say, hey, that basement's finished now. So that don't go in new construction. That goes in the reassessment process. It probably should go in new construction, but we don't put it there. We just raise the depreciation on the home. This home here that you just questioned went from 70% of an older home to the remodel, took it on at 100% good, and he actually changed the grade a little bit. So that's why you hear from neighboring people, why'd mine go up? It's no picking of, it's reassessment process. And that's basic how we do that. In Merriam Woods, you will notice we've got two or three or four. When we get a lot in Merriam Woods that gets a house and the improvements on, we increase the land substantially to what the sale price of if you just went over and bought an old vacant lot over there.
Is our appointment late for this week?
There's a little inclement weather out there still.
Yes, sir.
There, how are you today?
There she is.
Ms. Oliver? Are you Ms. Oliver?
No, Paige.
Oh, come on.
Keep on in.
Just not till after the break.
You're a little early. You want to just have a seat?
The toll is to come to the
house. Shall we go and take it since Ms. Oliver did not show up?
She's not here, no.
Okay, the pages, would you like to put them?
Okay.
Well, do we take up Oliver now, or do we table it, or what do we do?
With the court case situation, she may be in another building and unable to find us. I give her at least a few minutes. Okay. So I just want to make sure you're aware that this is being recorded and is live on the web.
Okay.
23.
Could you state your name for the record?
Ashley Page.
Ashley Page.
Andrea Page.
Welcome to the Board of Equalization. Our purpose is to listen to what you have to say and to decide whether or not you're being treated fairly as far as the taxes are concerned. Okay. So you go ahead and tell us what your objection is.
Our objection is that you valued the condo at something like $123,000, and I think the market value is about $100,000. I think that's borne out by the seven or eight copies of realtors that were brought you today. I spoke to a lady at the Foothills last year. She was from Chicago. Her husband just died. She said, I don't drive, so I can't come down anymore. It's a second home. I said, if you don't mind me asking, how much did you get for your house? She said, $113,000, the same as what I paid for it 13 years ago. And I think it's quite true that those properties haven't moved in the 13 years, and they certainly haven't moved in the 3.5 years that we've been.
Where is this property?
At the Foothills in Branson.
Thousand Hills.
Yeah, just opposite. Yeah.
We paid $97,900, and that was fully furnished. Literally, walk in, put your sheets on your bed. That was it. There was everything in there, and that was including all the televisions, all the artwork, the furniture, everything. And like I say, that was $97,900. That was 3 years ago.
There's one there, $105,000. You'll see in the copies of those. Realtor reports that we've brought you, and
do you have those?
Oh, we gave them to the lady.
And she's taking copies of them.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And that's one of the end units, which has the additional windows. They are a bit more expensive.
There's three different levels. You've got the garden level, which is walk down. You've got walk in, and then walk up. Obviously, the walk up. Because you've got cathedral ceilings and you've got the views, obviously. They are priced higher than ours are the lower price ones, the garden level.
And just to interrupt there, most of those, I think we've got about three or four copies of those, they're priced between 100 and, well, they're not priced, they're on the market between 112 and 114. The top ones, yes. And they reckon there's 6,000-7,000 difference between each level, so... I think a fair price for it would be about $100,000. And like I say, looking at your assessed value, we worked it out to be $123,000 or something. So we think that's about $23,000 over the odds.
So your sheets are sale comparable? You have sales or what they're being offered at?
Yes. That we brought in.
Yes.
Both or? What they're being offered
What they're being offered at, yes.
Okay.
And these places have been on the market. I know one of them is next door but one, and like I say, he's the end unit. His place has been on the market for over a year. But
there are, at the moment, about 10 or 12 properties. The Foothills is a subsection. It's got 120 units in there, and there's about 10 or 12 up for sale, and there has been for a while.
Can you put down $105,000 for your suggested appraised
value? We did, yeah. I think that's actually quite inflated a bit. Like I say, looking at those again, I think I put the price down before I checked all those properties out, and I think $100,000 is probably
near. You don't have any properties like yours selling for $120,000?
Oh, God.
There's none. There's none. The like I say, the nearest to ours is the one that's next door but one. his property is on the market for 105, but, like I say, his is an end unit in as much as he's got the additional windows at the side, which we haven't got. But that's been on the market for over a year. And it's true what they say, you know, you can't establish, well, price is established on sale, so...
But the garden level, what we are, I mean, we brought some copies of...
They're getting there right now.
Yeah,
can I ask the assessor real quick how he came up to this number?
Yes. Right. I've got, actually, I've got 8 sales. I'm going to be passing them out to you. I have 2 in C building, one for $84,000, but I have $120,000 in
C building. That would be top floor, would it?
C15.
That's the upper level, yes.
But I've got D building in the foothills. I've got several sales. I've got 116. I've got 121, 122, 127, and 129.
Local. Are they all local?
When were these sales completed?
These are July of 08. April of 08, and I'm passing these out to these guys.
Yeah.
These come from the multi-listing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just explaining to you how I come up with my value.
Yeah,
well,
I just wanted to know how you do it.
So there's 3 of those, and he went to get more.
I would imagine that they are all walk-up. Does it say on there walk-up?
No, it doesn't. These are MLS listings that we brought.
Yeah.
We just go by building when we get there.
Well, I would expect that price if they walk-up. And that's we've just said there's about a 10,000 difference between... garden, walk-in, and walk-up.
Why would a walk-up be more valuable than your property?
Because you've got the views and you've got cathedral ceilings and everything. We don't.
An extra window, I think.
Some, only if you're on the end of a block.
Okay. In the building, you can
yes, of course. Yeah.
But you've certainly got the view there. You see, when ours was built about 14, 15 years ago, you had a view of the golf course. And then just... As we came about 3.5 years ago, they just completed the building in front of us. I'm not quite sure if it's called the Links or not. But we haven't got a view of the golf course.
Okay.
But the penthouse level, I've got the view of the golf course.
And the further round you go, on our subsection as well, you can see the golf course. But because of those buildings in front of us, the way it's positioned.
Okay.
So
that's out. And I guess they're getting the paperwork sent in.
When the taxpayers bring in paperwork with them, we're scanning it so that you can see it up here.
Okay.
And
evidently
they're having a little technical problems with that.
But it's a little early.
Well, there's just no way of telling on this list, Jim, whether they're lower level, upper level, or what.
No, there's not. These folks usually know their condo... complex as well, and I take
the
what they
have. The sheets were brought in from the realtors that we've taken off the internet. It actually tells you on each one, walk-in, garden level, or walk-up, so you can see on those
pages
the difference in prices.
The ones that are like yours?
Yeah, garden level.
Garden level, the comparables that you have with you that we'll see in a minute.
Was
what are they?
105.
Well, from 99, isn't there some for 99?
Oh, there is actually. One's at 99, and I think there's 2 at 105. But one at 105 is one with the additional windows down the side, so that would be a little bit more expensive.
So from 99 to 105 is
yes.
What
you're
saying?
Yes, garden level.
And when you put on the form was 105?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only question I would have for you, were those comparables in 09, 08, or when did they sell, and that type of question?
Well, the one that's up for 105, we know for a fact because this chap lived next door but one.
They're for sale for that.
They're for sale for that, yeah, and his has been on the market for over a year now. Like I say, we definitely know about that because he lived next door but one.
Do you think it's because he's asking too much money?
Maybe.
They all are, I think.
Is your request 105? Is that what you put on yours?
Yes, that's what we'll put 105, yeah.
C7, would that be on the same level as you?
It's just a monument after
yes,
all that.
Yes, it would be.
Okay.
C4.
Okay.
I don't notice what you've got.
Gentlemen, the proof is now up here that they brought in with them today.
Okay.
That's a contract for sale.
Yeah, that's what we, well, it was just to show you that we bought at 97.9 and with all the furniture and electrical appliances, and that's what we paid in 2006.
Okay, that's where that is.
Same building, okay. Same level.
Yes, up next there.
It's most recent sale.
Yeah, and this is the same number level. That's an upper level. Yeah.
Has everyone seen the contract for sale?
Yeah.
Can we go to the next?
What's the date on the contract for sale?
January the 6th.
Yeah, 2006.
2006. Yeah. Next, you got a next?
Here's your
originals.
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm. Do you have one more page covered for you? I do.
Yeah.
Do you know if your square footage is comparable here? I see that you're at 1,400 square foot condo.
No, it's 1320. I think 1320 actually includes the patio outside as well.
Yours shows a 1376, Jay.
Yeah.
Yours is two bedrooms?
Yeah.
There's two bed. Measurements.
Yeah. To let you know, just as we're finishing up the question, we'll make our decision at the end of the day, and you'll be notified that way.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm good.
Any other questions?
Did you see all these?
Well, he has them right.
All right, so
you got the original title also.
All right, sorry.
I think we just need to look at the documents and then we're done.
Has anyone that had not seen these?
Any more questions for these guys?
Thank you so much for coming
in. Okay. You can look at these hard copies if you want. We don't need them anymore. And there's a couple there.
Okay.
Comparable. Let me just show you these. The lower levels.
Yeah, okay.
There's a couple on the garden level.
Okay.
Appreciate coming in.
Okay.
James, I've got one question on your sheet. Down here where we read across appraised value on the bottom section down here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It comes out 108,923.
Thank you.
Down the bottom.
Okay,
the 108,923, and then up here under 2009, it has improvements 111. Now that on a couple of these others I looked at, those figures match.
Yes, but if you drop down about four lines, you'll see a 2790.
Oh, okay.
We attribute that to a common element structure value, okay, such as tennis courts and...
Okay.
Clubhouses.
And I think that's the other James doesn't have a real problem with the 105 at the present time. We'll see the vote on it later.
All right.
That's my question to the board. If we have all this pause time, why can't we vote on some of these?
Well, that's what I suggested.
I'm good with that. I'm right.
I mean, I can't understand.
I've made a decision on all of them so far. So.
I have to. I made my notes here and. It keeps her fresher on our mind, and we're...
It's fresh on our mind, and we just get out sooner this afternoon instead of having to wait around and
sure.
Waste time now.
Okay, do you want to look back
Our next one is not scheduled until what, 10?
Well, your Cheryl Oliver's has still not shown up.
Okay.
We can either review hers now, and you can make a decision on it if you want to.
Just a suggestion, why don't they just vote on this one if it's a real consensus? Look at the ones they've already, see if there's any motions on those. And...
Well, let me ask you a question. On the ladies, the people who don't show, is it best that we don't hear them, so in case they want to reschedule,
at a later time during the session they can do it, like days from now, or do we vote and it's over? What is the board opinion?
Hey, you know, my thought is that if they don't show and they don't notify us, that the answer is no. If we find that something has happened.
But if we vote, it's too late. That's what I'm saying.
If you're going to allow them to rehear them, you shouldn't vote.
What we should do is say, okay, you've missed your time, reschedule with the application process and come back in at an open time slot.
Is that agreeable?
Even if somebody doesn't show up by statute, if they present evidence, if you have evidence in here, you still have to hear the evidence.
Right, but if you've already voted,
it's
there'll
too
be
late.
No reason to hear their evidence.
I agree with that. So we'll try and get a hold of Cheryl.
Right. So what's our next one then?
Yeah, you have break next, unless you want to review some of those others.
Let's review.
Let's review these three. Trask,
what number?
Trask, Falcon, and Page.
Is there a 19?
Yes.
0019.
19, 20, and 23.
So is this...
So we've already taken the 10-15.
Right. So is this pretty open, like we normally do the BOEs, or we can just throw out something?
As long as we know which BOEs we're talking about. Are we talking about Trask?
Trask, BOA number 0019.
This is the one the assessor had a 271.
The assessor had a 271.
He was claiming 250 on his form for appraised value, and he had no comparables, no appraisal, and just,
I say we leave it the way it is.
I make a motion to leave it the same.
I second that motion.
All in favor say aye.
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 There are two ayes.
All abstain. I'm not ready to vote, I don't think.
David? One question on this, Jim. You said that this 271 is comparable to the other places where he is.
That's correct.
And it's a small amount of it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
The difference started out at 29,650, and it's gone to 51,540. Why the big difference? Was that question asked and I forgot already?
The reason being is when we first put these condos on, we have no sales to make adjustments with. So we put them on as new construction sales, not knowing what they're selling for. Then once the information starts pouring in and a reassessment cycle catches up 2 years later, normally 2 years later, then we make the adjustment to get them as correct as we possibly can, as close to market value as we can.
And this one, he claims he paid 198
in 04, right? He mentioned now it's worth 250.
Right, he requested to 250.
And y'all think it's the 271 that's already voted, evidently.
But
well, I believe there's comparables in that same area.
Well, from the list that we've got here, I don't see that we can really compare anything on here because we don't know what is a comparable unit.
But my contention is that our request is documentation, not a guess, and that's what he said. I'm just guessing. He brought no documentation that would prove otherwise.
He does say that there are 30 units that are for sale and have not been sold.
But I'm looking
it's just rather refreshing to find someone who admits his property is worth $50,000 more than he paid for it and be willing to be taxed at that point. Really, everybody else that seems to come in is saying I paid too much and I want my taxes reduced.
Well, these comparables right here on this list, I can't see that. I mean, there's half of them are below his. We know that three of them are upper units that are considerably higher. And it's hard to know exactly how to compare apples to apples on this, but there's one here that is $245,000.
Well, I guess my question is, what information did he bring to justify him being reduced?
Well, do we only have to look at what the person brings in? Do we not have
That's
to look
part
at...
part of the application, I think, is that they have to justify the reduction, is how I understood it.
They have the burden of going forward. There is no presumption that the assessor is correct. So you can't say, we presume the assessor is correct, and now you prove that he's wrong. That's not the case. But they have the burden of proof. They have to show that their property is worth less than 271. They have to go forward and prove that to you. And if you think they proved that, then you go ahead and vote for what you think it needs to be reduced to. If you don't think that they proved it, then that's the standard.
Jim, how many others out there will be in next week?
He wanted that.
Well, that's a good question. Are we looking at more properties in this?
I don't know
Paradise
whether there's
point?
Any more appeals in Paradise. I think he's.
Why would we want to vote at this time if there's going to be more properties that might substantiate one way or another?
19123 is what you're looking
for. It's the only one I'm seeing for the next 3 days.
This is a very, very small percentage change over what he says.
The only problem I have is I've put every one of them the same.
Well, that's what I was asking.
With the square footage adjustment, they're not all the same price. Don't get me wrong. They've got the same multiplier applied. They took approximately the same increase when the multiplier was applied to this entire complex, old, new, in between, because of what the sales were reflecting. So there's no...
We're a Board of Equalization. They've told me at the State Tax Commission that both accuracy and uniformity is important, but the courts have said uniformity, if you're going to pick one, is given more weight than accuracy. But
we're equalizing. No, we're not.
I mean, you're not going to be perfect, I don't think, on any of these. You try to be.
I'll change mine to no if we're going to go forward.
No to keeping the same? I mean, I think what the motion is, Jim.
The motion was to leave it the same,
leave it
right?
The same, right?
No change.
Okay, so we have an aye and an aye, and we have... Who's the other?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say... Uh-oh.
Motion
failed? No. No. Tiebreaker right here.
Oh, I thought you said it. Oh, you said aye. You're for it?
No.
You didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything.
I'm sorry.
I was kind of waiting for Chuck to come along. Dave, you've changed your vote to no.
I didn't change it. That I voted
well,
no. I never said aye.
Well, did you? Okay. The vote is to deny this request.
Correct.
And there are two votes to deny it, two to substantiate it.
Not the request. It's to leave it the same is what the motion is.
The motion
not,
is to
not,
leave it the same.
The motion is no to change. Leave it the same.
And the two of you want to keep it open and or change it, reduce it.
My preference would be to wait.
Wait until when?
Until we've seen some other cases.
Right.
Or just had time to look at it.
Can I make a suggestion? It might be a good idea to make your motions uniformly, like these people are coming before you asking you to lower it, so the motion would be to deny their appeal. Rather than trying to figure out...
Good point.
That's a negative motion.
This is...
We've not determined that's a negative motion.
That's yeah. What our form is, if you want to look
at it. If we leave it the same, it is to deny.
That's right.
Okay, I mean, you want to make it to deny or accept, okay. Didn't it? Am I right? Am I correct?
Deny means to deny their
actually,
request.
Actually, probably
no
be good to make a motion to put it at the value you think it should be at.
It's supposed to be a positive motion for Robert's rules.
I'm going to chill out and hold this thing for more discussion instead.
Yeah.
So I'm going to abstain for the moment. That will tie it and we'll take it back up.
Okay.
All right.
We'll go to, what's the next one?
Okay, that was
the
Felton. Is that 020?
0020, is that correct?
Yeah. This is the one that he says is worth $600,000, and he's only been assessed at $369,000. I'm not sure what he's asking for.
Well,
if we took 19% of $600,000, he'd have a heck of a bigger.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we raise his taxes to $450,000. Appraised value to $450,000. Because our job is to raise or to lower.
I had raised $150,000. What is that? Is this other three what?
$369,000. It's an unsold house.
You need going to 519.
I'm saying 450.
I'll second Jim's motion.
To raise it to 450.
Is that?
Where did you get your number?
Based off of where did I get my number?
Your
his comparables were much higher. I can give you my formula, but it doesn't really matter. But I'm just saying that I felt like 450 is a fair market value for that property.
Out of, if he's saying it's worth 600,000, why would you value it at 450?
Because what I don't know is he paid, it was a cost plus. I don't know if this builder built it correctly or incorrectly. The land values have gone down. He said you paid 150. James assessed the property value at 80.
He intended to flip this property and lost his shirt.
I can't say that.
Well, I mean, he's so far out of the line. You know, if somebody was 30,000 over or something like that, but one that our professional appraisers appraised at 369, and he just said in here, it's like he was hanging himself.
Well, I paid $600,000.
But I bet if you look at these comparables he gave right here, I bet most of those, the assessed value that the appraiser has or the appraised value that that the assessor's office has is probably very comparable to this.
It probably is.
You know, so none of them are going to show the market value of these homes. If we looked up this one right here that is on the market right now at $599,000, built in 2007, I would say that it's probably going to be in the, I mean, we've got.
I think that's him.
Is that his?
Yeah, I think.
No, this says unsold since built.
Oh, you're right. So, 400, now it's like, it says it's 140.
And go to the next page. I mean, you know, I don't think any of the homes, and I think we've got that all over the county, is that homes are not assessed or appraised at what people would take for them, you know, and,
standard is, again, 100% of fair market value and money, and that is the standard for the assessor, and the standard is that he can be perfect, but he can't be.
Yeah. But he has to use a formula, and that formula's, you know, I mean, I agree. I mean, he, you know, the formula I think that he used is probably fair on this, that the assessor used.
I have to support the assessor on this, too. In other words, just to deny the request to leave the assessment the way it is. I can't see raising up some guy who comes in in good faith and he realizes what he's done.
But the evidence shows, our job is to raise or lower. His evidence shows that he is underassessed. And our job is to set the assessed value correctly.
And by his own admission.
He says that he's underassessed.
Yes.
And our job as a BOE is to set the value. As ugly as it is.
Do we set it only on the ones that come in, or do we set it on other properties that we think?
The ones that come in the field.
This work.
That's, you need to talk to the IT. It's a special password.
I will say to this board, the first year I came in, the appeal process raised a property after it left the Board of Equalization, even at the state level. The hearing officer said, you provided us with enough evidence to say your house is worth more than the assessor has it on for. And the at the time, Mr. Bart Tishner raised the value of that home 25% to 30% above what I had it on the books for. The gentleman that had appealed it took it beyond the BOE to the state. And his evidence was similar to this, and the hearing officer did raise that property at the state level.
All right, we have a motion on the floor to to raise the property value.
No.
Mr. Felton, $450,000.
Danny has seconded.
Did you second it, Danny?
Yes, I did.
Could you just do a roll call so we can catch sure. it on the recording and make it easier?
Jim, I.
Jim, I. Chuck?
Opposed.
Dave abstain.
Danny, I.
Rose opposed. We've had another tie.
It's a tie. It stays the same, isn't it?
I'd have to look. I mean, you're gonna.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to take a.
I know that's what we've done in the past.
You right? have to take some action. I imagine if you took no action, it would stay the same, and therefore they'd have an appeal to the State Tax Commission. But you really should take action.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, what would you take to go one way or another? What evidence do you?
How about, do we have a second motion?
I mean, I have no problem leaving it as the assessor has, if that's what the assessor feels. My problem is, you know, I agree with Jim's motion in raising it. We'd get it closer to market value. But to arbitrarily do that when there's all the homes up and down the street out there are going to be, you know, we're not raising those. Are we penalizing this person because he came in and questioned what we were doing? You know, his question is, why did his go up 4% when his neighbors didn't go up? And it wasn't saying, you know, I mean, are we penalizing a person for questioning something?
And that's, right. I'm going to move that we just deny the request.
Well, just to let you know, the application says that we can raise or lower. I mean, he completely knew going into it that if he provides evidence that would raise or lower, that's his option. So there's not a surprise to the guy.
I think it was. Just look at his face for me. I told him that the option was that the board could raise it as well as lower.
He had an informal hearing, by the way.
He had an informal hearing?
Yes, he did.
I still have a motion on the board to deny the request.
Okay, this is a new motion. The other one is gone? Yeah,
the other one is died for. In other words, it's not resolved.
It's hard. That's no good.
I'll second.
And by deny the request, you mean place the value at 370, whatever, or what the assessor has in value at?
Report to the assessor's assessment.
You just want to say leave as assessed or something.
Dave seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
Jim, aye.
Danny, aye.
Okay. 3-2. Deny the request.
Okay. Can we figure out, are we open for discussion or we got somebody else waiting? Or?
Well, we've still got a page.
There's one more vote if you want to pick it up.
Can I ask a question? In years past, when I've been here, we've seen these a number of times. And I don't remember us raising it. I do remember one, James, that you went and looked at a neighbor and came back and raised that one neighbor. But
I remember one last year.
Part of the
extremely
small number.
Generally, what you've told them is if you want to keep presenting evidence and you want to give that to us, you're going to end up getting it raised. You want to keep going. I mean, I don't know that that's appropriate, but that's how you've handled it in the past. What you're supposed to do is put it at the value of the evidence that's presented to you.
Our job, and I'm not arguing that that's right or that's wrong. I'm just saying it's just a point. It's just a point that that's the way we've done it in years past. Now, for what we just voted on, what I'm hearing over and over again the last year or whatever, or years, is that we're to equalize. And if we have information, whether it's brought by property owner that's in appeal or some or information that's brought to us that that shows that the assessor is off on it bad, I've heard you say, didn't I, that this, we should correct it.
This is a good indicator to the assessor that he needs to go out into that neighborhood and he needs to raise up some of the values. By hearing the evidence in here, he knows that he needs to go out there and raise those up at the next reassessment. However, for this assessment cycle, unless the DOE were to open it up, I don't know that they could raise up those others if they don't come in here before them. And I don't know that you want to get into the business of doing a total reassessment of the county.
Because the rest of them out there have already got their...
Well, I know we can't reassess them all right now, but what I would like to see is maybe these examples he showed of homes on the market that are in the same neighborhood. Could we look those up and see what they're being assessed at?
But why does that matter, I guess, Dave?
Well...
Because they're not appealing.
I know,
we can
but
do something about it, and I can look to see if there is.
But I mean, if all of those were way higher, then I would agree to raise his.
Right.
But if they're all down here too, then, I mean, I agree with you. You know that our job is to equalize and maybe raise if we can. But in my thought, if all the rest of them out there are down about where he is that are equal value homes, we're penalizing this man. You know. Now, I would be all for the next reassessment of raising every one of them, you know.
We're following the evidence that's presented is the way I would say it. And, yeah, it would disadvantage this gentleman as to the other people who haven't appealed who are down where he is. And
I didn't consider what he said to be evidence. I think he's a naive guy who's figuring he could build a house and sell it off and make a profit.
The evidence was... He built the house for $450,000 and bought the dirt for $150,000. His evidence was, my house cost $600,000 and my appraised assessed value is $370,000. The evidence was pretty clear. Naive or not naive, it was very clearly that the board, with that vote, says he is at the correct level, which the State Tax Commission has asked us to help. If there's a problem, our job is to equalize. And I'm just going by, you know, as the new guy, I'm hearing State Tax Commission's recommendations and what the BOE is supposed to do. Not so much what we've done in the past, so that's my disadvantage. That's why I'm voting the way I am. It's, I'm just going based off of what I've been told the last six months.
I can see every bit of that. Yeah. I have this thing about penalizing somebody, you know.
You're saying you're going to be very adverse to raising anyone's taxes, though, if they prove evidence. Because it shows we're off by $250,000.
We're off by almost half the cost. We raised our hands in an oath to equalize taxes.
I understand what you're saying, Dave.
I do, too.
In criminal cases, North Carolina versus Pierce says if you have a jury trial and you get a sentence, and then you appeal that sentence, you go back to trial with a jury, you can't get a bigger sentence a second time because that'll chill your right to appeal. And what you're saying is this chills your appeal right, but
you're saying that the evidence showed it's worth more. You know, does the evidence show it's worth more? He agreed he paid more than that, but do we have any comparable sales to go on? I saw no comparable sales of homes out there.
He built a house for $450,000 just the structure.
I know.
That's evidence.
Okay.
That's evidence of how much he put into it. That's not evidence of what the market value is today. And our job is to try to get close to market value. What is the market value of his house has to be determined on comparable sales. There has not been one comparable sale showed in Emerald Point here. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. That's right. I have a question, and that is is the BOE's responsibility equalize taxes on only those that sit before us or anything we find?
We don't hear any cases other than those that come before us. Do we have the ability as a BOE to open it up and look at other stuff? I told you I'd have to go look at that. I know that it's been done before by BOEs. And if you want to do that, I think you're biting off more than you can chew.
I'm not trying to do that, Bob.
Okay.
I'm not trying to do that because you heard me say a week or two ago, I think it's impossible. I don't think it's possible. But we're being
And I ask, I mean, what is our duty? Again.
Our duty on the cases that come before us is to hear the evidence and go where the evidence takes you, to do your best to set an accurate value and equalize property value.
I didn't hear anything said, though, from the assessor's office at all to show that other places out there have been selling for $600,000. Some of them may have been for sale for $600,000, just like it has.
You didn't hear any evidence that the properties out there were either consistent or inconsistent with his, other than his statement that some of his neighbors only got a 1% increase. That was the one piece of evidence you've heard.
But again, we don't know what those other neighbors had theirs assessed at. So,
all right, let's move on. That vote was final.
I would like to say one thing. It tends to be the neighborhood of the Emerald Point that's a question here. We've got to have houses in Emerald Point appraised at $1.2 million. We've got 600,000. We've got all these values based on the appraisal practice the assessor's office uses. So to say that, hey, this Emerald Point stuff's not up to value is a far. You have these unique situations of houses being oversold, and the assessor's office cannot do a thing about a house being oversold. And we are leaving the oversold market of 06 and 07. That's what makes it so tough here in 09 to try to determine value of what really one of these type houses is worth.
Are you going to look at 23 page? I think everybody agreed on that.
Well,
I don't know.
Well,
Trask, you made a motion and it tied, so can we...
They're going to take it up later. They're going to wait, is what Dr. Rose said.
Dr. Rose and Mr. Pendle said.
That's on the first one there.
Yes.
Okay, 023, page. Is there a motion on this?
I'll make a motion to reduce the assessed value to $105,000, which is what the applicant...
Second.
Wait a second.
Danny, second.
What number are we on? I'm sorry.
023.
This is the one where they said they had the garden units.
They're downstairs. They admit it's going up some, but not as much as it's.
And the motion was to
approve the request.
Approve the request to 105 or reduce the assessed value to 105.
Okay. All right. All in favor say aye.
Jim, aye.
Danny, aye.
Dave, aye.
Chuck, aye.
Rose, aye.
5-0. Jeez, that was easy.
We are talking about 050023, right?
Right.
It shows that we are open till 11. Can I ask for a recess? This is the way I can get some of the work done.
Great.
Is that right, sir?
All right, we'll recess until 11 o'clock.
Can we leave our computers here? It would be fine.
Yeah.